Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show.
This is a brutal day, I got to tell you. Dealing with Facebook suspension and now with Mr. Big Willie himself. How are you this morning, sir?
Good morning, Dimitri. Good morning. How am I sounding? I got a new headset today.
Sounds like crap. Headsets aren't any good.
They're
not good. The Bluetooth stuff or whatever is just not good. If you could get a microphone, a lavalier, whatever, you're going to sound better that way. But it's acceptable, but it's not good. It really is.
Does it sound better than last week or worse?
I don't recall that last week was worse than this. It might have been, but I just don't recall. I can't think straight. Right now, I cannot think straight.
You'll be all right. Big Willie's Facebook page, like and share. I'll get your 5,000 people over there, and then I'll just post some stuff. And on Big Willie and Big Demi's page, I mean Little D stage, my bad. I don't know why I said Big Demi. But anyhow, well, you know, ex-Twitter is owned by a different person.
Oh, yeah.
And they have no limits on what they do. And they're not going to put up with that stuff. Facebook, and you knew, I mean, you should have known that was about to come. You know, especially when you put pictures on there and the stuff. They're not going to deal with that stuff.
This is from the Department of Justice, for God's sake. These are the Epstein files.
Yeah. Well, if it came straight from the Department of Justice site, is that just their stuff on ex-Twitter? But, I mean, look who owns it. So you could probably go to ex-Twitter and do whatever you want. Well, we know you can. But, you know, there are certain limitations on Facebook.
Well, because it's controlled by the feds. It's still controlled by the CIA or the federal agency, just like they did with coronavirus. It's the same damn thing.
And anybody that thinks that they're going to do their one thing to anybody on that list, one person's going to do anything. They're crazy. I mean, we could cry and whine all we want. We're kind of just wasting our breath. The DOJ knows about it, just like they know about Fauci. Well, why is the Fauci locked up? Why isn't Biden and locked? They all knew about it. You know, so I mean, it goes both ways. It's Republicans, Democrats, everything. It's disgusting what they did, cutting up babies for blood and this and that to drink the blood.
Yeah.
And then besides all the pedophilia going on with all the people, and then there's videos of Kamala Harris's husband on the helicopter. Elvis Presley is on the names, or is one of the names on the list. Elvis Presley.
Well, look, I don't know about that, but the Epstein files,
it's right
emails.
On the DOJ thing. Just look it up.
No.
They released a whole list of names, and he's one of the, how in the heck is Elvis Presley on there?
Well, that I don't know, but the emails.
Tupac and Biggie hit next, you know?
The emails that I posted, the emails are unbelievable. They're absolutely unbelievable. These are emails from the Department of Justice. These people making all these clear references to just satanic type of depravity with children is incomprehensible to me.
And the one girl saying that she just thought it was normal, and she called him Uncle Jeff, and she was a college and everything. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah.
And these kids have no idea, and he paid for his college, and there's a ton of it. I mean, it's not just a few instances of it, but if you look in Ohio, also this is a thing to think about. What's the Romeo and Juliet law in Ohio? It's 16 years old. I think it's called the Romeo and Juliet law in Ohio. I know we're knocking. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying there's laws. If you see some of the things that went on there, like the Romeo and Juliet law in Ohio, so you could date a 16-year-old, as long as you're not a person of authority.
Wow. Jeez.
So how, you know what I mean? So, I mean, there's a lot of little things out there. West Virginia just passed a law about you can't touch an animal now, sexually. You know, so, I mean, how long has that been going on? You know what I mean? There's so much stuff out here that just doesn't make sense. Wasserman, one of the biggest talent agencies in the country, and now all of a sudden he's going to sell his talent agency because he's on the list. What about the Ohio State? They get millions and millions of dollars from Les Wexner.
Yep.
And I haven't heard a peep, one peep out of him.
Yep. Or the senator.
You're over to Columbus and you look, you can see that all the buildings, the Wexner Institute, Wexner Children, all this stuff, the Big Lots has got a building over there. And they're building brand new buildings. I guarantee you they're not going to call him up and cancel that money.
Wait a minute. Did you say Wexner Children?
Yeah, the Wexner, everybody, the Wexner Institute, and then they got the Children's Hospital. And one of them's like right next to the Wexner building, and you got the Ohio State Children's Hospital, and then you got the one that's sponsored, I think, by Big Lots or something. It's something like that. But Wexner's at Ohio State. What about the person that owns the Life Touch Studios that does all the kids' photos?
Jeez.
He's on the list.
Oh, my God. You know, the United States Senator, the new one, Houston, who was the Lieutenant Governor, DeWines, of course, he accepted, I think, $100,000 from Leslie Wexner and is keeping a really low profile.
Sure.
It's unbelievable the depravity and the extent of the rot, the corruption that's it's all about these little children. I can't wrap my mind around this. This is so bad. And now Facebook's suspending me because I'm trying to tell the public and show them,
here's what's going on. They've known about it for 50, 60 years. And not one person has done anything, because when these guys get that much money, excitement in your life is Facebook shutting you down.
Yep.
Excitement in Dimitri's life is maybe one of your favorite restaurants opening up right next door to your house. So that's excitement. But when you're a multi-billionaire and you sit there and you've done everything you could possibly do, you can do anything you want. You've had every woman you want. Eventually, it'll be looking at the same paint on the wall for 25 years. It doesn't excite you. So what do? You go buy new paint. Well, when you've done all this stuff and you've had everything you can imagine and you've got away with it because you got the money to get away with it, and you got the money to go to Taiwan and rape little girls or
Thailand.
Philippines and stuff, and you don't get caught, it gets old after a while. So they have to come up with something different. And then they go to somebody like Epstein and all these billionaires and trillionaires and millionaires or whatever. That's their excitement now.
Well, it's worse than that
they don't get caught up. They choose to go and do this because that's the only way they can fulfill that hole in their system.
Yeah, poor Chris.
You know, and it's disgusting what they do. And if we think for one minute that one person's going to be prosecuted, we're wrong. And 89% of the money donated for Jeffrey Epstein went to Democratic people.
Yeah, but it's
not blaming. They're not saying the Republicans are free. That's still 11%. But 89% of his money went to Democrats.
Well, yeah, and it's worse than that because the government's
donations. And then what else is horrible is anybody that has any contact with him is on that list. So, I mean, he could have sent you an email about doing business with you, and you said no, send him an email back and say, yeah, we'll talk about it, because you didn't want to be rude. So now you're on the list, and you're also getting pointed out. So, but you can't tell me that you did not hear about him 30, 40 years ago. So to me, it just doesn't make sense. And I know a lot of people are upset about it, and they want answers, but just like the COVID, it just disappeared. Fauci's out doing whatever he wants to do. And now we got more diseases running around, and they're still doing stuff. And they just arrested a Chinese guy where in Columbus or something, and had a whole lab in his house, in an apartment building complex with all kinds of diseases. And he was doing it for China, and it just happened, a month ago or something? So, to think that anything's going to happen, it's going to go away like Fauci, there's going to be a war or something in Iran, and everybody's going to forget about it. And then you're going to have the people keep reposting stuff, and that's going to be it. Maxwell said she'll testify, but she wants immunity or whatever it is from Trump, and he's not going to do that because, one, he don't want her to open her mouth, but if she does, she can't say nothing about him, you know. And two, if he does that, then everybody's going to hate him more than what they hate him now. I don't care who's in office right now, to been Biden or whatever, or Trump. They're all involved in it, you know. And some way and somehow, they're all liars. It's hard to justify anybody being in office anymore. I think every single person in office is getting pushed around by money. And I think it's all planned out. I think that we have technology that we actually know what results are of what happens, you know, out there with this mind reading stuff. And if you look it up, I think they already know what happens to the country, to the world, and stuff. And I think they can go to the future, and it's a proven fact with that. Was it Stargate or whatever it was? Out of body experiences. And I've been watching that on the Brian Smith show and the podcast. The guy worked for the government, was a chief warrant officer in the Army, the Joe guy. And it's just amazing. And I think they know, and they don't care, because they know whatever happens, they're going to go to a place where everybody's forgiven, and they're going to do whatever they want, and that's it. So just like Epstein, you know, he was whacked off. You know, whether they whacked him or whether he hung himself or whatever they say, and no matter what, I think they know that they're going somewhere else where everybody's forgiven. So if you watch him episodes of Ryan Smith's show on YouTube, you'll see. I mean, I think there's a lot more to this world than what we know, and there's a lot more disgusting stuff out there. Corey Feldman is a prime example. They put Michael Jackson on this. They made him a poster child for pedophilia. And I think half of that came from the ones that were actually doing it. Corey Feldman said he was passed around like a rag doll and when he was a child actor, by producers, directors, higher-ups, politicians. And he had no clue. He said the only person that never touched him and treated him good was Michael Jackson. So how do you, this kid's messed up in the head. We all see it. Everybody laughs at him. But, you know, is it his fault? No. He wasn't protected. You got Weinstein with people, politicians, and Jay-Z and Beyonce. They say Jay-Z stood there and watched it happen. And not one person saying a word about it. He's at the Super Bowl, just walking around, look at me. She's getting this album of the year for a country album, and she has no business getting. So, I mean, tell me everything in this world is farcical and a fugazi. And that's basically what it is. I mean, us little people have no control. We're just pawns, and we're just peons. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican. They feed into this. They're the ones causing the division. And it keeps our heads off of what's actually going on. The Zorro Ranch. Take a look at it. Just wait and see what happens when they start investigating that more. They already know what's going on there. Everybody that has billions of dollars knows what goes on. And we're just pawns in their game. And we're getting used and abused. And we can't do nothing about it, and nothing will ever be done about anything they do. And all we're going to do is divide our country by fighting over which Republican...